USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says if President Trump loses the presidential election, there will be a peaceful transition of power. On CNBC, Kudlow says the president will follow the rules when it comes time to accept the loss.
This is a great country. This is the greatest democracy in the world, and we abide by the rule of law, and so will this president.
President Trump also says Joe Biden should not wrongfully claim the office of the president. On Twitter, the president saying legal proceedings are just beginning. Biden is closing in on earning the 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency. Several key battleground states have yet to be called. The Democratic nominee and the vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, scheduled to speak later tonight in Delaware. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has a lead of just over 15,000 votes in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. As the ballots continue to be counted in the Keystone State, Pennsylvania State Senator Jake Corman believes no matter who wins, based on how long things are taking, someone will not be happy in the state.
You know, by changing the rules, as this Secretary of State has done, and a vice sense governor, it's unfortunate because what we wanted was a result that everyone could believe in, no matter whether it was President Trump or it was Joe Biden. They've done such a great disservice by all their shenanigans through this process that even if, say, Joe Biden hypothetically was the winner, half the population here in Pennsylvania is not going to believe it. And that's the saddest result we could have had.
Stimulus talks are picking up as lawmakers are preparing to return to Capitol Hill next week. The Republican-led Senate wanting a smaller, more focused relief bill, while the House wants to go big. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we look back on the 2020 election, one of the things that has a lot of pundits and pollsters scratching their heads is the fact that Donald Trump dramatically increased his share of male black vote from roughly 13% to 18%. As far as why that happened, Robert Johnson is the founder of BET. He tells CNBC,
I'm not fearful that a Trump re-election is going to be an assault on the political, cultural, social rights of black Americans.
Do you think that four more years of Donald Trump is a good thing for the black community?
I'll put it this way. Based on if you take the past 4 years, the answer would be yes. I think black Americans are getting a little bit tired of delivering huge votes for the Democrats and seeing minimal return in terms of economic wealth. Joe Biden was not an inspiring candidate for many black Americans.
Senator Lindsey Graham says if Joe Biden wins the presidential election, he should have a cabinet of his choice. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee would play a key role in confirming any nominees. He would offer suggestions for Secretary of State and Attorney General who he would be comfortable supporting. However, Graham said there might be people too extreme or unqualified that he could not support. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.